A Jacksonville, Florida man was arrested today for making a false report about planting a bomb at the Jacksonville airport. 39-year-old Chelko Shouchevich allegedly approached a TSA agent to say he had a bomb in his bag. A full airport evacuation and the cancellation of all flights followed. A second man was also arrested after authorities say he began acting suspiciously. Dan Scanlon is covering the story for the Florida Times-Union and Jacksonville.com, and he joins us from Jacksonville. Dan, the arrest report is out. Tell us more about what the suspect is alleged to have said to these screeners.
Well, it's very odd. Airport officials did speak this morning at a press conference and also handed out that report, which indicates that he was somewhere in the security screening process with TSA about 5:40 p.m. Tuesday, when he apparently stated quite bluntly that I got a bomb in here, referring to his camouflage backpack. He further explained he had a device inside the camo backpack, which was, quote, supposed to be a bomb, but it's not. The device ended up being a digital luggage scale with batteries and a microchip inside, according to the report. Also found in the backpack was a cellular phone, and then on his person was something he called a detonator, which is being called a remote control device. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office bomb squad apparently did destroy those, standard procedure, and that's what we're waiting to find out, exactly what those items might have been. Were they any different than what's in the police report?
Well, and why they were there in the screening process where they'd obviously been seen. What more do we know about Chelko Shouchevich and what this might have been all about?
He lives in a very nice little neighborhood on the south side of Jacksonville. His neighbors say he was quiet. He had a wife, has a wife and two children. One of our TV stations here is reporting that one neighbor says that he was having some problems with his wife, some domestic issues maybe. But the neighbor that I spoke with said he'd been a little quiet the past few months. He apparently lists himself as working for a trucking company and apparently owned it and operated it out of his house, but the neighbor says he never saw any trucks there. That's it. We don't know anything more about this gentleman. He is a 15-year resident of Jacksonville. He is a U.S. citizen, and that's all we know. It's a very nice little neighborhood.
Well, what about the second suspect arrested separately?
That appears to be an unrelated incident. For whatever reason, Manuel Rivera, 35 years old, of Rockford, Illinois, was acting suspiciously about 6 p.m. This is about 30 minutes after, or 20 minutes after, Mr. Kozovich was stopped and was apparently trying to leave the airport and, quote, blending in with passengers when a police officer from the airport found him in the parking garage, told him to stop. He resisted, and he was arrested, and he's only been charged with resisting arrest without violence, unconnected, according to airport officials, to the whole issue that caused the airport to get shut down and evacuated for 5 hours.
And how is the airport doing today?
Airport is back to normal. They had to cancel 7 flights that should have come in last night, but according to their Twitter page right now, everything's back on schedule. They have no cost estimate as to what this could have done to them and the hundreds of passengers and flights that got grounded. Our airport is a regional and international airport. It does handle about 200 flights a day, so I'm estimating probably 10 or 20 got affected.
Reporter Dan Scanlon covering the Jacksonville airport story for the Florida Times-Union and Jacksonville.com. Dan, thanks.
No problem.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at brilliantearth.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.